It's Thursday, January 23rd, 2025, and here's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Governor Tony Evers targets gun control laws in a State of the State address, and Republican lawmakers respond. Two Dunn County residents face OWI charges, fifth offense. An internet hack could crack your car's icy windshield, and the Berkey Tour is Saturday in Cable. Good afternoon, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Democratic Governor Tony Evers wants to enact what he calls common-sense gun legislation in Wisconsin. Raymond Newbert tells us more.
In his Wednesday night State of the State address, Evers says gun control measures won't interfere with Wisconsin's culture of hunting.
No one wants to change this proud part of our heritage, and we won't. But we do not have to choose between respecting a Second Amendment or keeping kids, schools, and streets and communities safe. We can do both.
Evers also announced a $300 million package to improve school mental health services and investments to improve water quality. All of the ideas Evers presented will need to pass through the Republican-controlled legislature. Raymond Newbert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Republican lawmakers are responding to Governor Tony Evers' State of the State address. Sean Maloney has a story.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he hopes Evers is serious about finding common ground with legislative Republicans.
Everyone, whether you're a Republican, a Democrat, or an independent, should be able to rally around the idea of fighting inflation, better educational outcomes for our kids, and punishing violent criminals. We heard from tonight, Governor Evers, a long list of things, partisan demands in a way that doesn't bring Wisconsin together.
During his State of the State speech, Evers called for funding for child care, gun control, and bipartisan efforts to address immigration. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Two Dunn County residents have been arrested for their alleged fifth OWI offenses. Dunn County Sheriff Kevin Bigd said 56-year-old Mark R. Preve of rural Elk Mound was driving westbound in the eastbound lanes of Highway 29 near Elk Mound on Saturday evening. After being stopped by a sheriff's deputy, Preve allegedly blew a blood alcohol level of 0.329, more than four times the legal limit. He was booked in the Dunn County Jail with charges including fifth OWI, fleeing, driving while revoked, failing to have an ignition interlock device, and driving the wrong way on a highway. The State Patrol said 40-year-old Catherine McCauley of Wheeler was pulled over for speeding on Wednesday afternoon and allegedly failed a field sobriety test. She was arrested for OWI fifth offense, charged with driving while revoked, failing to install an ignition interlock device, and possession of open containers and drug paraphernalia, and booked in the Dunn County Jail. Patience is a key for clearing icy windshields. Ted Allen takes a look.
That's the word from the Wisconsin Department of Transportation. Social media post from the agency is discouraging travelers from using a current internet hack, suggesting that hot water be poured on the windshield to quickly de-ice it. WisDOT says that could crack the windshield's glass. They recommend turning on the defrosters, waiting for the car to warm up, then using a scraper to remove ice and snow. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Get ready for America's largest cross-country ski race with a chance to ski the trails or a special night race under the stars. Amber Gonski has the story.
Saturday, the American Birkebeiner Ski Foundation will host the Berkey Tour at the Trailheaded Cable. After a canceled race due to lack of snow in Marquette, Michigan, and a reprieve from the sub-zero temperatures earlier in the week, they expect an influx of skiers. With an opportunity to utilize the Berkey Trail in preparation for Berkey events in February, Executive Director Ben Popp explains.
Come out, ski, be supported with aid stations and the like. Get some cool swag, get a meal, get a beer, get a pop after the event. It's all part of the experience. Come on up to Mount Telmark Village, and you can ski if you want to ski 5K, you want to ski 50K. It's really going to be up to you, and it's going to be a variety of courses. If you want to adventure south a little bit, you could go to Timber Trail or Fire Tower. You could easily ski 50 kilometers down to 00 and back. And then at night, under the lights, you got to have a headlamp. There's a 10K race that you can do by yourself. The 20K, you actually partner up, and then you ski it together.
Registration will close on Friday. For a complete schedule and information, go online, berkey.com. I'm Amber Gonski.
That's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.